This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Now, there's a rehab program being offered in Evanston, Illinois, that deals with millennials suffering from failure to launch syndrome. They work on mood and anxiety disorders that prevent young people from becoming fully functioning adults. The program is called Yellow Brick and promises to address and emphasize multi-specialty evaluation, therapeutic residences, research-based strategies, and life skill intervention. Failure to launch. Lake Superior State University has just issued their annual list of words and phrases they say should be banned. For 2017, the list includes town hall meeting, post-truth, echo chamber, bigly, and disruption. Well, it's already January 5th, and I don't think I've used any of those yet. The French Parliament has just passed a formal ban on spanking children. That brings the total to 52 countries that now outlaw corporal punishment of kids. How about a few random facts? The Oval Office has pressure sensors in the floor, so the Secret Service can monitor where the president is when they're not in the room. The Honda CR-V stands for Comfortable Runabout Vehicle. And from 1923 to 1969, the official language of Illinois was American. Flipping the page in 60, it's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. New study finds the best and worst cities for keeping your New Year's resolutions, based on things like lots of gyms to help you get in shape and a strong job market to help you switch careers. Salt Lake City, Utah is the best. The worst? Detroit. Looking to start the year off with some savings, here's some items you'll find at bargain prices this month. Fitness equipment. Yeah, January is the month that everyone decides to get in shape. So whether it's equipment or gym memberships, exercise-related stuff is always on sale in January. Rugs and carpeting. Typically, people tend to spruce up their homes before the holidays when they know they'll have people visiting. Well, guess what? Afterwards, carpet places really need your business, so it's on sale now. Bicycles. Might be cold out. People aren't thinking about biking. That means stores really want your business. That and the new models come out in February, so January is buy a bike month. Couches. You can usually get some pretty good sofa markdowns, 40 to 60% in January. Again, it's because they want to clear out inventory and the new models come out next month. Calendars. As soon as January 1st hits, calendar prices are slashed by as much as 75%. Winter coats. Yeah, you might think we're in the middle of winter, and we are, but retailers are already thinking about spring. So they're ready to clear them out. And, of course, all things Christmas, from cards to decorations, most Christmas stuff is half, if not 75% off by now. Now, talking about resolutions and working out, gyms are packed with people starting their resolutions to get fit, but don't worry, they won't be for long. Most people, 80% in fact, give up on their resolutions by the second week of February. Well, if you are hitting the gym for the first time in a long time, here are some things you should never do. Make loud grunting noises when you work out. Give unsolicited advice. Leave sweat all over the equipment. Play music super loud. And never shower without flip-flops. By the way, thanks to a brilliant brewing company in Sweden, there's now a beer specifically made for drinking in the shower. What makes shower beer from the Pang Pang Brewery so special is the 6-ounce serving size. Well, that, and it's 10% alcohol content, so you get all the buzz with half the sips. Yeah, half the size of a regular bottle of beer means you can chug it in three or four sips, finish it up before it's warmed up by the steaming hot water. And if you want to make your resolution stick this year, experts say recruit a partner. According to research, you have a greater chance of success when making a lifestyle change if you make that change with a partner. A study out of University College London finds that in a test group of women trying to quit smoking, 50% were successful if their boyfriend or husband quit with them. Only 8% kicked the habit if their significant other didn't stop the bad habit. Same goes for weight loss and exercise. If you both commit to make the change, you'll do better. Finally, we're starting the year with a report that says nearly 40% of U.S. young adults are still living at home with their parents or relatives. They say that's the highest percentage in 75 years. Last time the number was that high was 1940, at the end of the Depression. World War II was beginning. I lived with my mom after my dad died till I was about 22, and then I couldn't wait to get my own place. Knucklehead news out of South Carolina today, where police were called when two Denny's workers in Spartanburg got into an argument over a hard-boiled egg. Yes, after the two women started fighting, the younger of the two called her mother, who raced to the restaurant to pick up the argument for her daughter. That led to the mother allegedly throwing a tape dispenser at the older worker, and 911 was called. The Daily Buzz. See something I need to buzz about? Please send it to me, paul@wcsy.com. That's my email. Just drop the info off here at the station across from McFadden's Friendly Motors on M140 in South Haven. We podcast the Daily Buzz online at WCSY.com, our website. So if you miss a show or you want to hear one again, share one with a friend. You can do that anytime online. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Happy New Year!